Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And, you know, every week we kind of start out with, you know, our passion is karma, and everyone has a karmic path, whether you're aware of it or not. We're not living in a bubble, and all of our actions and reactions echo out and collide within each other. And we want to start off with a couple of things. First of all, thank you for joining us today. But also, we want to say we got a really inspirational email yesterday, from Marie from Quebec, who mentioned that she, because of personal circumstances, she uses the crossing over prayer at her work, because what she does, she tends to come in contact with the dead. And her,
that sounds so funny.
It sounds so weird, but it's, you know, she's in the news field. And so when she's, you know, looking at, you know, a photo of somebody or their ghost can come to them, she's using that crossing over prayer to help cross them over. And I thought that was really cool.
I think that's really a wonderful thing.
And if you have a ghost with you, you can go to ghosthelpers.com and find it and use it yourself. And actually, I take this back. We recently updated that prayer just a few days ago, and it's now at thekarmicpath.com also.
Okay.
And it has the story behind the prayer. So if you go to the Karmic Path YouTube page, and you type in the crossing over prayer, it's going to play the new version, which I still need to put on the website and everywhere else, because there's not enough days in the hours lately. Days in the hours. I am crammed for time.
Okay.
When I leave this mortal body, I won't have to be, you know, so time pressed.
That's true. So we'll have it all ironed out of us.
Yeah. So anyways, that prayer has the story behind how the crossing over prayer came to be. So it's kind of a fun video, but it's also a very powerful video because it can help you help yourself to help the dead.
And one way of understanding the power of that particular prayer is it's for the dead, because they tell us this.
Yeah.
That's our information source. When someone says the prayer, it looks like a light in the darkness, and it's like moths to a flame. It creates a great deal of light for the dead. And that's just a really cool thing for them. And then they can find their way home. And that's what we would all want. Okay. We had an amazing event happen to us this morning.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. So Dr. Pat has a new show called Power Up with Dr. Pat. And we were her guests on that show. And you can go to the Karmic Path Facebook page and check it out. But that was a lot of fun. And producer Kat, if you don't mind, if you want to send us, if you can, I don't know if you can or not, send us the video and the MP3 and MP4, we can post that as well.
That'll be great. We had a great time. So thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Kat, for helping us have a great time this morning. Today's show is called Don't Tease the Volcano. And we came up with this show because it's coming up to the end of May. And we're about to have the graduations and
family reunions,
summer weddings. Maybe a death, a funeral.
It's family time. And
the point of this is that when you are with your family members every day, you have a rhythm.
You do.
You know what that person's rhythm and their life is like. But when circumstances occur and people get together who might not ordinarily be together every day, sometimes you have a collision of personalities.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know I have some friends where I could be 5 years since I've talked to them and I pick up the phone and it's like we never lost a moment. So we can have that opposite end too.
And that's easy. We're talking about the hard stuff.
The hard stuff, the volcanic stuff, the eruptive stuff.
The volcanic stuff, the things that remind us kind of why we don't live really close to some family members. And I think the point is that negative family patterns can affect our karmic path, whether we're conscious of it or not. And there are no perfect families, right, Laura?
Okay, speaking of not perfect families, do you know what I'm doing here while you're talking?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
I'm telling one of my children, ask your father. I'm on the radio.
Okay, don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone.
Well, I wanted to be on it for Facebook Live to say hi to people, but oh my gosh. So anyways.
We all have family dramas just like you do.
We do.
And it's how we react to those dramas. And some people feed the volcano. They allow themselves to be the sacrifice to the volcano, to someone's volcanic emotional eruptions. And I don't think there's anyone out there who hasn't seen one of those or who tiptoes around a situation. I don't think anyone's immune.
So we've got family members who tend to cause drama in our lives is what you're saying. And I think we can all speak where we know that person, right? They cause dramas. They will create a mountain out of a molehill. They will try to hook you and get you sucked into their drama. So this is a huge karmic test. When these things happen, whenever there's a difficult situation coming up, I say, okay, this is just a karmic test. Because what that does is it detaches myself from the emotion.
Yes, and that's a really good tool. You see this sometimes with women. They're really angry. I mean, we've all seen this. This woman is really, really angry.
No, I'm kidding.
And somebody will say, well, what's wrong? And they'll go, nothing.
Nothing.
And you don't have to be psychic to go, wow, there is something really wrong as a person's banging pots and pans or they're driving erratically. Or somebody will tick off a guy when he's driving and all of a sudden the, you know, Mr. Nice Guy turns into, you know, Mr. Jekyll and becomes this person you don't want to be in the car with them. And either of those situations, one is passive aggressive and one is just plain flat out aggressive.
Yeah, flat out mean. And both situations, though, carry a lot of karma with it. I mean, when you have a person who is constantly creating dramas, they're creating a lot of karma, but so are the other players in that field.
If you buy into the drama, then you are basically what would in psychiatric terms be called codependent. Maybe you need that drama.
The enabler, right?
You know, what's wrong? What's wrong? And you just keep pressing the person, says nothing's wrong. Say, great, I'm out of here. And you leave. And that person didn't get the volume of attention that they might have wanted. And I think it's important to remember a couple of basic laws. You cannot change anyone else. You can only change yourself.
And you can't want something for someone that they do not want for themselves. And they kind of go hand in hand.
And because we're having all these great phrases, you can't want something from someone they don't have the capacity to give you.
I think we need to repeat these.
Okay. You do too and I'll do too.
Oh, crap. No kidding. You can't want something from someone that they don't want for themselves. And I think a good example of this is, let's say, you know, my mom wants me to be a part of her church or her religion, but that's not what I want. So by her, you know, praying that I'm going to join her church or praying that I'm going to, you know, do something that I don't want to do, it's actually not good for her karma because we all have free will.
So she wants something from you that you don't want for yourself.
And that's not my mom, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there.
And you can't want something from someone that that person doesn't have the capacity to give. Let's say that you have a person who was abused as a child and you want a lot more demonstrative affection. You want them to, you know, hug you or cuddle you, and that person doesn't have the capacity to give that to you. And so the more frustrated you become because the person can't give you what you want because they don't have that capacity, the worse it is. for both of you. So there's this buildup and this festering of drama. You also can't change anyone else.
Right. Oh, I was going to do two, huh?
No, I did one and you did one. Okay. Now, you can't change anyone else. You can only
change yourself. You can only work on changing yourself. And what we mean by this is you can only change your reactions to a situation. You can only change if you know that this person will be doing these things. You can only change your reaction. They're not going to change for you. They want the drama. They want to suck you in.
Or they don't know another way. They don't know that it's okay to say, yes, something's bothering me today. I used to come home. Sometimes I had really bad days in the Navy.
Really?
Yeah, some really tough days. And I would come home and I would be so angry, frustrated, and irritable that I would have had a snack of thumbtacks. I just would have chewed right on them. I was so upset. And I would come home and I would look at my family and I'd say, I am really irritable and it's not your fault.
Right.
I need to just figure it out. And it's, you didn't do anything. It's not your fault. I just need you to be patient. And they go, okay. Okay. So
fair enough, right?
It's not us.
Right. Fair enough. And, you know, while we're talking about this, this is really, our families are our best karmic opportunities to learn and to evolve from a soul growth point of view, don't you think?
Well, we drop into the drama of our family when we're born. And remember that, you know, life just continues. And you drop into the drama of a family, even if you were abandoned as a child, given up for adoption, or you're in a family that kind of wanted you, or a family that was just, oh my gosh, you were the first
smothered, friend. Right?
You were just adored and loved. And when that happened to you, your karmic path, your life is now kind of laid out in what happened during the moments of drama you upon your arrival. And we're actually going to go into more of that arrival time.
We're going to talk about three different buckets of karma when we come back.
When we come back, and you're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your your family and your well-being. Karen Fenton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenFenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking about don't tease the volcano, meaning a family reunion season is coming up with reunions and graduations and weddings, etc. And we all have a family member or two, and some families have more, that create drama, create issues for people. And we're going to start this segment off with three different buckets of different types of karma.
Okay. First type is personal. Remember we said you can only change yourself. You can't change anybody else. And when you change yourself, people then respond to you differently, action and reaction. And so how, what you do is going to affect other people. Then the second type is?
The second type is your family karma. And this is the karma, this is when we reincarnate. This is the group that we're in resonance with. We have a frequency match with when we're born. Now, having said that, there are learning opportunities in every situation. Some people are born into what wonderful, loving families. Some people are born into abusive families. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily in resonance with abuse, but this is where you start your life. It doesn't mean you have to continue your life in this resonance, because our family groups, our family dynamics change. So for example, you're born into a family and there's a lot of dysfunction or issues. As Tina was talking about your personal karma, we start changing how we react to family members. That echoes out into our family karma, and it will slowly start to change our family's karmic pattern.
Unless you're really conscious of it. So if you grew up, as an example, in a family that just screamed at each other all the time, everybody's screaming and fighting and finding fault. If you repeat that pattern, then for 1,000 years, people are going to be screaming at each other. And that's the family norm. And the point of marrying somebody else is they bring a different set of experiences and values to the table, literally. And they go, why are we screaming? Why are we fighting? Let's don't do that. Let's don't destroy somebody at the dinner table. Let's don't humiliate someone. Let's do it differently.
And that can be a paradigm shift for that person, right? Getting in experiences with a new family. And this can happen to kids when they're younger, when they go visit friends, families, and things like that.
And then this begins to echo out into the larger group karma of your friends, your coworkers, your extended family. And I have an interesting example of that in my husband's family. There was a lot of sarcastic criticism growing up. And dinner table was a moment of stony silence, because if you opened your mouth, someone was going to criticize you. And so, you know, he gets married. We don't operate that way. And 30 years later, he goes back for a Thanksgiving dinner with his uncle and their children and their grandchildren. And that same pattern is still going on. It's Thanksgiving, and all they can do is pick on one person to the person's near tears, and they do it over and over. He steps in and says, why are we doing that? These are lovely young women. Why would you say that to them? Well, it's what we do. And he said, but why do you do that? Why would you hurt somebody and embarrass them in front of everyone else? And of course, you could have heard a pin drop at that table, because it never occurred to them that what they were doing could be emotionally harmful. It's what they did, but it doesn't mean it has to continue. I think that's an interesting thing. And you see this, you really see this in the military, because whoever sits in the captain's office determines the entire command environment.
And I think that's true for any leadership position. If
Absolutely.
It's corporate America, if
a principal
it's
a of a
church,
school.
A school or whatever, that leader, their actions and reactions echo out, and it's felt, it's basically a form of an auric field. It's felt out and trickles down.
So if you have a person who's in a leadership position and their method of leadership is criticism and micromanagement, because no one can ever do it as good as that person does it, you're going to reach a point where you realize you're never going to be good enough.
Well, you also get other members of that workforce, military, whatever it is, start criticizing each other, because that's what's done.
That
echoes out. That's a karmic ripple effect.
That becomes the sociological norm. And that constant criticism. And there's a way to begin to mitigate that if you find yourself in that situation. And as an example, I've seen people do this and they were really good at it. You have someone who's super critical and you see them doing something really cruel and you call them on it.
Oh, tell that one story. Can you read my mind?
No, not, I'm focused on.
Okay, fine.
Give me a hint.
Okay. The woman who had to tell the captain guy or whatever, one good thing a day or something.
Oh. A friend of mine was the first female admiral's aide in the Navy. Tall, gorgeous blonde. There are some great, like you, great blondes. And the chief of staff would call her in at the end of the day, and she was an ensign, and he'd say, "You can't leave until you have told me what did you do for the fleet today." It was clearly discrimination because he didn't call anybody else in. He only called her. And she could have said, because this chief of staff was creating an environment of focused criticism, and he didn't believe women.
Hostility, right?
And hostility. Yeah. He didn't believe women should be there. But he was hostile to everybody. He didn't discriminate. And so she thought about it a long time. She's a very clever woman. And so the second day he called her in, and she was putting a plan together. And the third day he called her in, she said, "You know, I'll go last because I'm the most junior person. So I think the senior person." So she had lieutenant commanders and lieutenants and lieutenants junior grade all lined up in the hallway. He said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Well, obviously you wouldn't discriminate against me, would you, Captain? You want everyone to tell you what they've done for the fleet today. So, you know, lieutenant commander so-and-so, it's your turn to see the chief of staff." And she's smiling and she said, "Because I know that we're all dedicated to serving the fleet to the best of our ability." And he had to sit through all those people marching in, and a couple of them took him aside and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "It was a misunderstanding." And he didn't ever do that to her again.
It's some misunderstanding, right?
Right. She was clever. She was politically correct.
She wasn't overly emotional, right?
She was not emotional at all. She was absolutely accommodating. She was killing him with kindness, correctness, and obedience to duty. But she was just really clever.
Well, this brings up a really good point, though. When emotions are good, but when we let them rule our lives, we tend to make these knee-jerk reactions that are not in our best interest. Had she been emotional or just started complaining, etc., she would have lost her cool. She would have lost her power, because when we have these moments where we're, and again, a karmic test, when we have these moments, it really is an opportunity to do something different.
And she did something really different. And sometimes you can change the culture of an entire organization by your frame of mind, your frame of reference, your presence, your demeanor. Just because those around you are behaving badly doesn't mean you have to behave badly. And it's obviously a karmic test in how you want to handle things. We all have choices. Now, when we have those choices, sometimes people know how to push our buttons. They know how to say things that really, really upset us. And I had a situation where department heads never stood duty. None of the department heads in this command stood duty. But after I had my son, the executive officer called me in and he said, you know, you have to stand duty now. Now that you're not pregnant anymore and you're back to full duty, you have to start standing duty. And I said, oh my gosh, absolutely, Captain. I just need to know. So do I put every department head on the watch bill? Because you here it says in the standard operating procedure that department heads don't stand duty. And since I'm a department head, that means that this is an organizational change. So how would you like me to handle that, sir? And he blinked. I'll never forget the look on his face. I didn't get mad and I wasn't emotional and I didn't cry. And I was just very matter of fact. And he said, I think there's been a misunderstanding. You're absolutely right. Department heads don't stand duty. Just belay that. That was, I must have forgotten. And I said, of course you did, sir. No problem. And walked out.
All right. When we come back, though, I want to talk about a client that I had worked with who was going through some anxiety because she was coming up with this family reunion. So I want to kind of bring that in when we come back. But you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Go check out theoillounge.com. And see what they have to offer. They are absolutely amazing, and we will be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And our topic is Don't Tease the Volcano. And that relates to different family members in a variety of situations. And we are going to start this with Laura, who has a very, very interesting story about a client she worked with.
Well, this client came to me because she was dealing with some tremendous anxiety and she didn't know where this anxiety was coming from. Could it be like ghosts with her? Could it be stress? She had no idea. And as I'm working with her, it comes up that in 3 months she has this family reunion and she dreads family reunions because she's extremely her personality is of a classic empath where she picks up on other people's emotions and other people's stuff and she kind of absorbs it. So that's one issue. But the other one is that her family kind of knows this about her. And she has a few narcissists in the family because honestly, what good family doesn't have a narcissist? Don't they all at some point or another?
Well, it seems like that.
Far enough down that family
you
tree.
You go through that whole rabbit hole and you right. find all those little rabbits in something. There.
So as we're working with this, she's telling me, I'm like, well, tell me about your family. And I'm changing names, of course, but this Uncle Sal guy always, always, always likes to humiliate her and then her siblings. Now, this is an adult woman. She's in her like late 30s, early 40s. Her adult siblings will dogpile on this Uncle Sal character and really humiliate her and harass her, all in good fun. So everybody's laughing and having a good time at her expense. And the other part of this dynamic is that her husband doesn't seem to stand up for her. So we started unraveling a lot of this stuff. And I said, well, this is your family. So yes, it'd be great if your husband stands up for you, but maybe you need to give him overt permission to stand up for you.
Say it out loud.
Say it out loud. This is not right. Or have him take you off to the side, get you out of there. This is your family dynamics. And he's probably, this deer in headlights, like, what the heck? And he's not sure of his role. And he's technically an in-law, which makes him automatically an outlaw, right?
An outsider.
Kind of
feeling.
And I said, okay, so now we worked for about 2 or 3 sessions and then she was off and she was good. I said, now what we're going to do is I want you to tell me something typical that your Uncle Sal will say to you to get you going. Okay, so you don't have a good job or you're not very well educated, whatever that thing is that was bugging her that he would say, he picked her weak point and he zeroed in on it. Okay, so now let's role play some possible scenarios of how you can handle that so you don't give Uncle Sal your power on a platter. Because if you change the way you react to him, his reaction will change. And there's a few ways this could go is he could escalate, because he so wants that reaction out of you, or it'll diffuse him. Either way, hold your ground. And I said, all I want you to do is I want you to role play in your mind every possible scenario, every possible comeback. Write those comebacks down, memorize them, internalize them. And when this reunion happens, you've got the tools you need to literally survive this reunion. And we met for about 3 sessions. And then her reunion was, I think, like 6 weeks or 3 months down the road. It was in the future. She called me back and she said, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. He said, I got Uncle Sal back. I got him back by not letting him get to me. And it changed the whole thing. my sister wanted me to go to this, you know, wine and horse riding thing. And normally she wouldn't want me to go with her. But because I stood up to Uncle Sal, all of a sudden she says, I was attractive to my family.
She garnered respect.
Right.
And again, nobody can give you self-respect. You have to earn it. And
it's hard sometimes.
Sometimes it's really hard. And getting back to the story of the XO who said, you know, you have to go on the watch bill. Well, after that, the way he related to me was very different. And as it turned out, a couple months later, his wife developed terminal cancer and he had to be gone all the time. And so it was the strangest thing. He knocked on my door and he said, I'm offering you an interesting position. I'm going to ask you if I've already cleared it with the captain, will you be the acting XO for the next 6 months? And I said, but you've got commanders and other captains in the building. And he said, they're all okay if you take over. They're all okay. And I said, I'll be happy to. So I had to earn his respect. But because I did that, I could turn around and actually help him in a time of terrible crisis for him. And so I was really honored, and an abiding respect resulted from that. And I think that's really what each of us want, is to be not always loved, but at least respected. But you have to earn respect. And I know that the Bible talks about you must love and honor and respect your parents.
Well, every holy text does.
Exactly, says you must honor, you know, your father and mother. And I think if you have wonderful parents whom you are proud to love and honor, I think that that's wonderful. But when you have parents who are verbally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually abusive, I think that that honor needs to be reserved perhaps for another person in your life who has been a type of honorable parent for you. And it doesn't mean you treat your birth parents in a bad way. It just means that you can reserve some of that love and respect, maybe for someone who has in fact earned it.
All right, let's talk a minute about some typical negative family patterns that we see there. And these family patterns go back through millennia with families.
There are several. Well, one of the family patterns is incest.
Yes.
It is generational. And I know every talk show on the planet has, you know, especially television talk shows has discussed this, but we know that incest is generational. I've had clients where they've had four generations of women in that family raped. Four or five generations that they know of where women had abortions. And it becomes almost a generational pattern until one person says, we're going to change it. And I mean, for instance, you have when my parents got divorced and my grandparents were divorced, my mother said, well, now that I'm divorced, that means that you're going to be divorced, because if that's what happens in your family, that's always what's going to happen. And I said, that's your reality. That doesn't Right. have to be my reality. I'm not going to be divorced. And I'm going to give that thought that you tried to put in my mind, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to put it over here, because that doesn't have to apply to me. That label, not for me. And I'm happy to say that that will never apply to me.
And that's just one negative family pattern. Divorce, abuse, yelling and screaming, and
physical abuse.
And, you know, I remember years ago, we had these neighbors that would always scream at each other. No one ever talked to each other. And there's a lot of anger in that household. That's how they operated. What happens if you slowly shift something, you don't scream back, or you do something differently? It's going to change your karmic pattern. And that ripple effect that we're always talking about, you know, drop a pebble and the ripples come out. When you start doing this, the ripple effect of your family pattern starts to change.
And I spent 20 years in the Navy, so I have a lot of Navy stories. And one of them was this guy who was a really, really good sailor. He just beat the hell out of his wife.
Can you say that word?
I don't, probably not. He just beat her. He beat his wife. And other military members reported him because it's a violation of the Code of Uniform Military Justice. And we took him to Captain's Mess. But You can punish the person, but that doesn't, you're treating a symptom. It doesn't stop the behavior. So the Navy sends him to anger management, and the Navy sends him to the psychiatrist or the psychotherapist, and the group chats where people, you know, I don't remember what you call those. Anyway, nothing worked. So one day he comes into my office. He says, "Commander, what's the big deal?" So I beat my wife. Nobody's perfect. And I remember feeling, I had this giant desk and I wanted to reach across the desk and just strangle him. But
you didn't.
I was composed. I took a deep breath because we were talking about, even on Dr. Pat, taking a really, really deep breath. And I kind of got a sense of him on another level. And I said, "Did your daddy beat you?" He said, "Yes, ma'am. Beat me every day." "Did your granddaddy beat your daddy?" "Yes, ma'am." "Did your great-grandfather beat your grandfather?" "Well, yeah. Doesn't everybody get beaten when they grow up?" Classic family pattern. I said, "No, it's called assault." And I know on the show I've told this story before, but it's such a classic.
It does bear repeating because it's classic and it's very powerful.
It's a very powerful story. And I said, "It's assault. And for 1,000 years, people in your lineage will be beaten. And your daughter is going to marry somebody who beats her, like your wife married you because you beat her, because that's what she grew up with." And he said, "Well, yeah." And I said, "So you have to decide, are you man enough to change? Do you have the courage to recognize that's not who you really want to be and change the future for 1,000 years? And all of these people in all of these generations won't be physically abused and have to sit in front of people like me and explain it."
Well, what a concept, though. What a concept. I mean, and it just takes one person to change a negative family pattern. It takes one person to change or create a positive family pattern. And I, you know, I had another client who...
Well, just before it, I want to say that the guy got transferred and I never did find out how it ended. In case you're wondering, well, did he stop beating his wife? I honestly don't know. I would love to know. Your turn.
Well, actually, we're going to take a break here in a second here. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Check out theoillounge.com. And by the way, next week, we're going to have Raquel from the Oil Lounge come in. She's a 911 operator, and she's going to tell us all kinds of
actually,
crazy stories.
Actually, that's on the 30th.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, whoops. Next week, okay. We're going to talk about Akashic Records.
Two weeks from now. Okay.
2 weeks from now.
All right. We will be right back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio.
Book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. This is The Karmic Path, and Laura is about to tell us another story.
Oh, all right. So this is another family pattern. This is a family that I knew and I kind of worked with, but there was a family member who constantly lied when they didn't have to. And this person didn't realize that most normal people don't lie. Yeah, I'm sitting in a chair. I'm not sitting on a bench. I mean, just silly stuff. So when you kind of think about your family and your family patterns, if you look at something that may be negative, okay, this is not a good thing. How does this thing make me feel? When these things are happening, do I feel good about myself or not? And when we start to look at it, we can slowly unroll some of our family patterns because we don't know what we don't know.
I think as this hour is drawing to a close, I would like to offer an idea, a tool that people can use when they want to evaluate their family pattern, and it's 3 points. The first thing you do is you look at what was the event. Pick an event that your family or a family member did that really, really, really upset you, and then identify the emotion. And how did that emotion feel? What was it? Was it rage? Was it shame? Was it humiliation? Was it disappointment? Was it betrayal? Give it a name. So you have the event, then you have the emotion. And the last one is, what did you learn from it? Because if you don't learn from the experiences that friends, family, coworker, bosses, neighbors give
you. Your abusive dad, if you don't deal with your abusive dad, will somehow maybe become your abusive boss or your abusive coworker or spouse or something, because karma wants to test you. And frankly, I've been hit on the head a few times myself by the cosmic 2x4, right? I think we all have.
I don't think you can go through life and not realize that you have to learn from the experience of it. You had an experience. Sometimes they're horrific. But if you step away from the emotion of it, identify the emotion you had at the time, and then look at what can I learn from this experience that will enable me to behave differently in the future, to be a different person. I know someone who grew up in a very verbally abusive household, terrible abuse. Screaming. And so this man was actually concerned about having children, but turned around and decided that through a lot of conversations, that wasn't who he was going to be. And when he had his 3 kids, he realized that he's a really great dad. There's no screaming. There's an enormous amount of love and stability and happiness in that household. And he can look at the lesson he learned, be grateful that's not who he is, and continue to appreciate that really, really hard won lesson.
Well, and a lot of times that opportunity to learn what not to do is way more valuable of learning than learning, you know, what I should be doing or something, what not to do.
Well, when you can take that awareness, when you can discover it for yourself. You can spend years and years and years and years in psychotherapy. And I think a lot of therapy is wonderful for some people. But what if you just took those three tools, the event, the emotion, and what lesson did you learn? And give yourself some time. And then just start making lots of, you know, lots of lists. This happened. This is how I felt. Well, this is what I learned, that I don't have to betray somebody else.
When we're cognizant and we're aware of what we're learning, it really helps to build a solid foundation. And it could be a math thing, it could be an emotional thing, it could be anything. But when we really figure out what it is we're truly learning and we're aware of it, it's life-changing.
I mean, the teacher who said you're an idiot in math, well, that was an event. The emotion you felt was humiliation. What lesson did you learn? That was the teacher's opinion. It wasn't necessarily true for you. That person just expressed an opinion. The reality is that you're wonderful in math. Change the view of yourself. Just because somebody wants to pin this label on your shirt, say, no, thank you, doesn't have to apply to me.
You know, I'm also going to kind of go out on a limb here, but I think...
I'll hold on to you.
Thanks.
I got your back, thank kid.
You. You know, a lot of times... Oh, shoot, I forgot my thought.
Oh, sorry. Go out on that limb. Go out on that limb.
But, you know, a lot of times... I it's gone.
I'm sorry.
I dropped it. It's somewhere down there. It's okay.
We'll come back to it. A lot of times families are addicted to the adrenaline and the drama of that moment. And
that's where I was going.
Then keep going. Go, sir. Go, girlfriend.
You're addicted to the adrenaline, the drama, and you're talking about, you know, being programmed. And earlier you talked about, you know, being programmed to get a divorce, right? Well, your grandparents are divorced. I'm divorced. You're going to get divorced. I think the same thing can happen with certain types of illnesses, right? Oh, well, you know, all the men in our family have hernias. Guess what? You're going to get a hernia. Doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't.
You don't have to believe that.
I had one family say, well, we all had gallbladder surgery. Really? Why did you all have gallbladder? Well, everyone in my family had gallbladder surgery. Why? Because that's what we do.
And we just do.
We all expect it. Is your gallbladder hurting you? No, but we all have gallbladder surgery. I had a hard time with that logic, but again, that's not for me to judge. It was observing that was that family's pattern. And it's, wow.
Yeah.
I can't wrap your brain around that one.
It's, you know, so when you're looking at a family hereditary illness, maybe it doesn't have to be for you. What if you changed your paradigm thought? Because going back to the concept that all thought is energy, what if you changed your energetic thoughts? It's not going to say that, yes, this is, you know, tried and true, but what if you started changing your thoughts? What if you didn't get breast cancer? What if you didn't get whatever? By changing the way you think about things.
That was actually a story from Edgar Cayce, who is probably America's greatest living psychic. And he talked about that this woman who said she and her brother were the last of 10 children, and that the other 8 died of cancer. And she said, do you think that has to apply to my brother and myself? And he said, well, I don't tell futures, but I'm going to tell you that it doesn't have to apply to you. You have to look inside of yourself and find tools and remedies and, you know, look at what does it take to have a healthy, high resonance body. That was not an Edgar Cayce mm-hmm. term, but have a really healthy body. And if you study any of the work of Edgar Cayce, and I've studied him for years, like deep abiding respect for the man.
All right, I'm going to just push forward here because we're at the end almost.
But anyway, he said, you don't have to accept that as your death sentence.
Perfect. And we want to kind of bring this back to the science, psychology, and spirituality of things. We have a couple of books out, Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties, where we talk about a lot of this. And also another book, Karma and Frequency. They're actually on Amazon, right, Kindle right now, too. So they're free if you have a Kindle.
And they're every day.
Yeah. every day. And also, you know, the psychology behind respecting your elders. Yes, if they're honorable, if they've earned it for you. And lastly, this I think this is one of the key components here. Spiritually speaking, sometimes our enemy is our greatest teacher. We learn what not to do. We learn what we don't like. And we can make choices, because we all have free will, to do something different, to change that family pattern. So you don't have to worry about, you know, that volcano erupting in your family reunion. And we want to say a big thanks to Kat Grebe, our wonderful producer, who helps us out every single week.
And all the people at the Dr. Pat Show.
And all the people at the Dr. Pat Show. Yes, yes. And we had a lot of fun earlier today at the on Dr. Pat's new show. And a special thanks to theoillounge.com. And please be sure to check out our courses and books at thekarmicpath.com. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.